Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's try this again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, my apologies. For those people who are just finding out, I'm glad you're just finding out. But anyway, I had originally scheduled this show to start earlier, and I had began recording it. I couldn't find the proper equipment that I needed because I was missing a piece to make this work, my headsets and so forth. And then I attempted to do the show, you know, with all kinds of distractions and things going on. And quite frankly, you guys deserve better, and I refuse to put out a poor product. I refuse to be part of putting out something that will you know, be distracting and be disrespectful in a lot of ways, both for you guys and for myself, because I know I'm capable of doing a heck of a lot. And you, my loyal listeners worldwide, maybe new, maybe old, deserve a better show. So thankfully, I was able to find the software I need, which is a little piece I needed for my headset. So now you can hear me in all of my epic glory. So here I am, the way it's supposed to go. So we have a lot to go over, and unfortunately, what was originally scheduled, in a lot more detail because I had it already planned and whatnot, I had to now do a live edition. So here we are. No less, the show must go on. Everything's been taken care of. And one thing that anyone who's ever been in show business can tell you, that when it comes to putting something out or expecting something to go wrong, always expect the unexpected, but also the show eventually must go on in some manner. So here we are. All right. So happy Sunday, first and foremost, to all the people, no matter what you're doing. I hope you guys had a great weekend, whatever it consisted of, whether it be full of just family time, whether it be time studying, maybe it's having a fun time at a wedding or family function or a venue, birthdays, films. Maybe you guys went to a movies, maybe went to the television thing. Maybe you made something productive. Maybe you guys worked in some type of field. Maybe you went to a pop culture convention. Who knows? Maybe you worked, maybe you went to school. Who knows? But anyway, regardless, hope you guys made your weekend epic, no matter what it is. Maybe it was sports. Who knows? Everyone comes from different backgrounds and different things. So everyone is responsible for making their own weekend epic in their own way, because what's epic for one person is epic for someone else. Some people who aren't into sports, the feel that theater or something in an artistic manner is better. Some people prefer, you know, whatever the case may be, sitting home reading a book. Well, you can make that epic too. Anyway, folks, welcome to the F4L headquarters. I am your host, the F4L icon, the founder of the F4L and leader of the F4L. I am Sean Jazz Stevens. I hope you guys are all doing well. All right. You know, I have, even though now I've, you know, limited to the thing because this had to be written quick, we are going to go in order of topics so that way there we can keep everything precise. I'm not going to go on forever with some things, but some things obviously need to be said more. First and foremost, coming up this weekend, coming up, it will be the 51st edition of the Monster Mania Convention run by Dave Hagen and the Hagen family. And all of the amazing, all of my amazing co-workers at Monster Mania. Now, for those people who don't know, unfortunately, back in August, I had to miss due to us moving. But now life is in order, and the show, again, the show must go on. So as of yesterday, I had set up my travel arrangements, already all set. I had booked my hotel way in advance, because you need to, and we're going to get into that when we go over the 101 things of the conventions. So everything's all set to go, and even my bag is packed. So my bag is packed, and I'm ready to go. I hope you, yeah, there's a whole song there, but I'm not going to sing that for you. But anyway, so with Monster Mania coming up, coming up this coming weekend. I leave Thursday, and I will be returning on Monday, right after Sunday. Why, first of all, you might want to know, why are you leaving so early, and why are you staying till Monday? You know, we're going to get into a lot of that. And first and foremost, let's talk about conventions as a whole and the pop culture phenomenon that these things are. So first and foremost, what is a convention? What is Comic-Con? What are these pop culture conventions that we talk about that you may have heard of? But maybe you have. Maybe you were like me and found out about them accidentally. All right. So for those people who aren't familiar, a Comic-Con originally was a place where people could go and sell and trade comic books or trading cards with other people who are into comic books and trading cards, fans of Marvel, DC, all of the various different comic book vendors, artists, and so forth. It was a place where everyone could kind of get together, and it was a place where people could be free to be them and not be looked at with, like they have six heads if they sit there and they want to talk about what makes Spider-Man, Batman, etc. better than others. Because the sad reality of it is a lot of these events and these people who go to these events, outside of these places, sometimes people who have a fandom, because that's ultimately what they are, can be picked on, ridiculed, bullied for liking something. Can you believe that? And it might be something that not everyone else understands or gets or whatever. And here's the thing. As I mentioned before at the beginning of the show, everyone has a different way of spending a weekend because everyone does different things. Well, these conventions are really built for everybody, and there's all kinds of things. Comic-Con. I'm going to tell you my first experience at a Comic-Con. First and foremost, I found out about it accidentally. I had just lost my mother. Those people who don't know, my mother was taken from the world, you know, 14 years as of next year, in a hit and run down not far from where I am. And unfortunately, when she was around, she was huge into television, movies, and all kinds of music, and she was also into people watching, and she was into, you know, the now of knowing what's going on in entertainment and various different things. So when I think back of what, you know, my mom, I thought, you know, my mother would love these pop culture conventions. Now, my wrestling career at that time, I was injured, so I couldn't wrestle at the time. So I was still in, I was going to regular college, still earning my film and human services degree. And what can I find out? What can I do? So I found out that, you know, this Comic-Con thing was coming up. I found out about it accidentally. I was on TV. I was watching television. And I was, you know, working for a day program where I did a lot of reviews and things like that anyway. And I already did a lot of, I wrote for a news art letter where I did film reviews and television reviews and so forth. So I was constantly watching something to report to the show, and I come across, you know, a live feed from San Diego Comic-Con, which, by the way, is the mecca, in my opinion, of all conventions, which, by the way, I've not been to, but that's not the point. So what I witnessed was they had panels where they were showing various different films and video game discussions, and fans were asking questions of the people who were in the films and the televisions and so forth. I come from film, I come from wrestling, and I'm familiar with these types of, like, asking questions and meet and greets. Certainly I'm familiar with, you know, at shows, you know, during shows and stuff like that, clearly we would sign autographs and stuff like that for fans and make them feel, you know, welcome, and always thank them for coming out and supporting us. Because at the end of the day, our fans are the reason why we have the careers that we have. But also, for me personally, I'm also not ignorant to the fact that there's a reason why I got involved with wrestling or film or whatever. It was because I had people who influenced me to do those things. So when I saw, you know, this opportunity that I could go and thank some of these people in person while I was injured, I absolutely thought this would be great. And, of course, I was also missing my mom. So I said, let's tribute my mom and let's go to this convention that I found. And at that time, a lot of these, you know, big things were going to be there. Sean Astin from The Goonies, a film that really, formulated a lot of my childhood. I watched a lot of The Goonies and always wished I had those kinds of friends to do those kinds of events with. But all seriousness, I didn't have that connection with my friends back then because I didn't really technically have a lot of friends back when I was young. The F4L wouldn't start until I was 16, really. It would really start laying the groundwork when I was about 13. So, yeah, about maybe 13, 14. The Goonies would be about right when I would be starting those things. But my friendships and the connections with those, you know, mirrored that of the Goonies or Stand By Me. And when Sean Astin was going to be there, who Sean Astin, big part of the Goonies, as well as Lord of the Rings and Rudy and countless other things, I said, I think this is a sign. Also, Adam West and Burt Ward, the original Batman and Robin from the TV series, were going to be there. And again, in pro wrestling, we're always taught, whenever you're out in the locker room or whatever, not to, quote, mark out when you meet your favorite, you know, wrestlers who inspired you. Certainly be respectful and give you thanks and praise and whatever, thanks and respect, but you know, you're not really supposed to go back and, you know, be, oh my goodness, you're, you know, so-and-so. So I honestly keep that kind of level head when it comes to me meeting everyone anyway. So to be honest, I keep everyone who I meet the same level, whether it be a fan or someone who's worked in film or television. I keep everyone's respect the same. I give the same respect to both as, you know, as they deserve it until they deemed not fit to have such. That was my first thing. So my first convention was New York Comic Con. Now, what does that mean for anybody else? Yes, it's in New York City, which what things come to mind when you think of New York? It's big, right? A big city. I didn't realize at that time that New York Comic Con was the largest pop culture convention on the East Coast of the United States of America. I had never heard of such a thing. All honesty, sometimes when you're working in wrestling or film or whatever, you're working on goals and whatever, you kind of are shut off from a lot of that because you get focused on whatever you're, you know, zeroing in on. So I didn't have time to look into all of these various things. So I took part in New York Comic Con, and then I found this other convention, which we're going to talk about, called Monster Mania. It was out of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, at a hotel. Now let's talk about what these conventions are. As I mentioned before, comic book conventions originally, comic cons, a place where, you know, artists and writers of comics could get together with their fans and talk about the various different things and everyone could be included. Well, a pop culture convention, a comic con, is ultimately the same thing. Everyone has a different fandom, whether it be horror, sci-fi. Some people are very much Star Trek. Some people are very much Star Wars. That's a very fine line, as we heard from our friend Tim before. Shout out to Tim, by the way. Hope he's doing well. And we'll be seeing him in March, like we always do. We're actually going to be seeing him probably before that, as he doesn't live too far away from us. Anywho, but Tim has talked before about how diehard people are, how Star Trek fan, Star Wars fan, they don't get along very well because of how passionate they are about their fandom. Where at a horror convention, it's kind of the same thing. It's not the same thing where everyone who loves horror can be part of the horror community. Whether you like Freddy or Jason or Myers or Chucky or Ghostface or Candyman or The Bride or Dracula, Wolfman, Mummy, The Creature from the Black Lagoon, Candyman, The Leprechaun, Children of the Corn, The Walking Dead, you name it, they're all included. And everyone is so passionate about everything the same that everyone is accepted. And everyone can have conversations about these things and not look like they have five heads. It's a place where you can go and not be judged for having a fandom for something, for liking something. Because let's face it, outside of that, how many times have you ever talked about a reference, about some comic book or a sport thing, and someone who's not into those things looks at you sideways? Well, at these conventions, that's not there. You're just part of the community and you're included. So what I'm going to do is share with you guys a few tips to help you guys survive these conventions in a productive manner. Some things to keep in mind, some helpful tips. I'm going to keep these short and sweet, but also precise. So if you've never been to a convention before, or maybe you have been and you want a better experience, this is going to be for you guys. I've done these before. Usually Tim's here with me or whatever, but I'm going to do this, I guess, myself right now. So here I am. For a couple of reasons. One, I'm not on Facebook as much as I'm actually not on Facebook at all. My wife is. And from what she has said, as well as just from experience, I know that the promoters of the events, regardless of what the convention is, they're always bombarded with emails. And usually it's the same questions over and over again. So what I thought I would do to make their lives easier is answer some of those as best as I can. And certainly if you have any further questions, you can certainly reach out to me by email and I will give you further details or further information on how you can adapt wise. So my email is www.dreammatches, DREAMMATCHES, @gmail.com. So if you have any questions further, you can reach out to me here. Here we go with the list of just some tips. I didn't write these down because these are just things that I know about and that will help out. First and foremost, the thing you have to know is conventions aren't for everybody. A couple of things you should keep in mind. When you go to these conventions, there's going to be a crowd. There's going to be people. You're going to be waiting around a lot. You could expect to spend money. You could expect to be waiting around forever. You can also expect to be disappointed, perhaps, on a sad level, but also expect that something good could happen as well. The unknown is always at these conventions. You never know what you're going to experience because everyone experiences a convention for a different way. Those who attend conventions attend them for different reasons. My daughter, my family is a great example for that. Since there's four of us, all four of us have our own different likes and whatnot. Myself, I am one who likes to appreciate those who have paved the way for me to get involved in the community of film, television, wrestling, whatever the case may be. So when I go to conventions, I like to thank those who have either inspired me in film or television, people who I see as peers. I like to give positive or constructive criticism when needed. And I like those interactions. That's me. And then there's my daughter who likes the cosplaying. My daughter likes to express herself by dressing up as her favorite heroes or her favorite, just likes to show off her creativity by dressing up. My daughter is the epitome of what a creative person can be. And my wife and I are very much on board with allowing our kids to express themselves in any way they feel fit, as long as they're safe and whatever. My wife is someone who kind of dabbles with a little bit of everything, but she's primarily, I think she's more of like a Q&A panel movie kind of a girl. She, of course, likes to meet people as well, but I think for the most part, my wife really likes the whole as itself, but I think she enjoys the Q&As and learning various things. My son is the collector, the merch person who goes to the convention, who looks for little knickknacks and the various different, Pokemon cards or different souvenirs you can pick up at these conventions only. So my family is a great example of the various different styles of people who go to a lot of these conventions. In all honesty, that's kind of the idea. That's what you have. You have the person who wants to go meet people and get the autographs or take pictures of people and give respect, whatever the case may be. You got the person who kind of does everything. You have my daughter who likes to do the cosplay, and my son who likes the souvenir stuff, and that's ultimately what you have. And again, in addition, there's the person who just strictly likes to go to the the panels and stuff like that. Certainly nothing wrong with that. I actually enjoy a lot of everything I just mentioned. But I think if you were to kind of fine-tune who does what, that's kind of how we work. So that's kind of how that works. Now, that being said, Now, since you now know kind of what you're doing at these shows and you know there's going to be a lot of people, most pop culture conventions are a weekend long, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, normally. When you get to the big ones like, you know, San Diego Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con, sometimes they add Thursday. But let's take Monster Mania, for example, or a regular, you know, weekend event. Monster Mania is Monday, is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so it's a weekend long. And what happens is Friday is generally the opening day, first day. It usually starts in the afternoon. This is for Monster Mania, but this is also speaks to a lot of others as well. But for those people who have never been to one, this is kind of what you can expect. Friday, there's going to be an opening crowd kind of a thing. You're coming in either after school, after work. It's Friday. It's kind of later in the afternoon. So it's going to have a shorter amount of time than a lot of other things, but there's also other things you can do. There are going to be films going on while everything else is transpiring. There's going to be Q&As going on and various different things. Now, when you go to these conventions, there's always a book that they will give you or a pamphlet, a program, if you would. I recommend you get one if you can to let you know about all of the various things that are going on. A lot of places will tell you not only what's going on and when, but where they are. Sometimes they'll tell you how much they are. And then, of course, you have other things like, you know, photo ops, which is a fairly new thing, which I got to be honest with you, I am not fond of the professional photo ops. I'm not going to lie to you. Some people enjoy those things. And for those people, those things are also there for those, you know, rare photo ops with their various different people and various different things. Some of them in costumes, some aren't. That's personally not for me. I would much rather, you know, shake the hand of the person, say thank you. Maybe a picture at the table is probably about what I would do if I had it my way. But that's just me. Now, that being said, another thing you should probably know is, yes, these people will charge for the most part. Some people might not, but for the most part, you know, there's usually a standard fee that is usually on their table written. And usually they'll tell you what they cost. What I usually tell people, and I honestly follow and believe this as well, is I always say it's up to the person who's paying what this person's meaning to you. I always say always pick a number, what you think someone's experience meeting them is worth. If you're getting an autograph and a picture, you know, how much is that experience worth as a whole? I think it depends on who the person is and how much of a fan you are of that person. I've seen signatures or meet and greets go as low as $15 or $10, $5, all the way up to hundreds plus dollars. New York Comic Con, Sylvester Stallone was asking $350. But he's Sylvester Stallone. Sigourney Weaver was asking for $180 because it's Sigourney Weaver. So you see those names versus Adam West wanted, I think, $60. Christopher Lloyd is a standard of $60. And it all depends on what these people mean to you, how much you're willing to pay for them. Some people have the same prices and some people fluctuate with time it's not the convention who sets these prices. It's not even sometimes the person who you're meeting who sets the prices. Sometimes it's their agents, and sometimes it's studios or whatever. So the thing to realize is, yes, you're going to spend money at these conventions. It's good to plan ahead, budget. Before going to a show, map out who do I want to meet or what do I want to get, how much am I going to spend, and break it down. If it's a three-day convention and you set a budget for yourself, if you're not a person who goes to, you know, meet people, you could probably go, you know, I would say if you're not meeting people, going with $300 at a convention would probably be okay. Honestly, $300, even if there was someone you wanted to meet, you would have time with $300 to meet a few people, perhaps get a few souvenirs, obviously get food. But here's the thing that people forget. Not only would you want to pay for whatever items you're going to get there, but you also have to remember to feed yourself, get proper rest, make sure you're hydrated. These are all tips that I highly recommend. These are things you should do. And I don't know why. This is literally on every single frequently asked question. This is also on every single tip of any convention you go to. And I know why, but in the same sense, it's also embarrassing and also a little bit sickening and upsetting that this is something that has to be said. When you're going in public, I literally don't understand why this has to be said. This should be something, well, people do want a virtue. Use proper hygiene when you're going out in public in general. This is a PSA in general. Whenever you're leaving the house to do whatever, put some deodorant on. Wash your face. You know, brush your teeth. Dress clean. Bring a mint. Wear some cologne if you need to. But listen, wear some deodorant. Take some proper hygiene. Comb your hair. Brush your teeth. And it's not about someone telling you how to live. It's about being respectful of yourself, but also of the people around you. But also the other thing to keep in mind, all of these people, who want to meet these other people. Let's say someone wants to meet their hero, but they smell really bad. If you ever to run into that person, they'll go up to you and they're like, oh, they're rushing you along because you smell. That's a horrible feeling, right? Have some respect for yourself. Have some respect for the people around you. Wear some deodorant at the very least. That's something that should be something that people do anyway, especially if you're 12, 13 years old in whatever, I don't care, male, female, whatever else, this should be just part of your regular everyday wake-up routine. And all honesty, half the time, I have the same morning routine every single day, and deodorant is on, contacts go in, deodorant's on, teeth are brushed, shaving's done, everything's done before I leave. I half the time do everything and have to go back and ask, did I do it, because I force a habit. It's not something I think about. It's just part of what I do on a regular basis. And then the cologne, and then various different colognes you can do it. But anyway, this is just something that should be second nature to anybody at this point. But just remember that. Wear deodorant. Be respectful of those around you. Also, be respectful of the fact that there's going to be other people around you who may or may not like the same characters or films as you. But also know that you're going to be respected regardless because you're all there for the same reason. Again, this is not something that's ever come up at our convention. It's a very welcoming place. And actually, Comic-Con, I have to be honest with you, I've never seen any kind of turbulence or any kind of, anything bad ever happened at a Comic-Con, all honesty. I've been at conventions where I've seen stormtroopers standing next to Vulcans. They got along fine. And then in the middle of that is a Teenage Ninja Turtle. So you mean there's different genres and different niches, but nobody cares. It's all the same thing. Everything's there for fun and relax and have a good time. So far we already have be prepared for waiting around in line, have to have some patience, be prepared for a lot of people. Now Friday, as I said, is just starting out, so there's not going to be as many people. As I said, some people get out of work, school, or whatever, so that's going to reflect on that. Saturday at any show is going to be your busiest day, and why is that? Because Saturday you have a full day. There's no school for most places, no work for some places, and everyone usually is off on Saturday and Sunday anyway, most places here anyway. So Saturday is the busiest at any convention. You're going to see the most volumes of people. And it's, going to start earlier and it's going to go run later. And then on Sunday is kind of the winding down part of it. There's still some people trickling in, still a good amount of people, but it's winding down. Guests, which all of the pop culture conventions, I know that Dave at Monster Mania will say when someone's there. In a second, I'm going to go over some of those for you guys as a courtesy and for Dave. let you guys know who's going to be at this next one that we're about to go down to. I'll tell you who the people are I'm going to be hanging out with. As I'm working with Monster Mania now, I am on staff, as I mentioned before. I'm very proud of that, very happy, and it's great to be part of something that is, you know, makes you feel welcome and makes you feel, you know, whatever. And if I can help other fans or other people experience those joys, then I'm going to do so. This is a family event. My family takes part in every year for my birthday, and my family enjoys it thoroughly, as I mentioned. To be fair, my son's not a horror fan, but he still enjoys going and having a good time. And just the endless stories that take place and the rare opportunities. This is a two quick stories I'm going to tell real quick. One is older. So my son was the first one to go with me to Monster Mania, just because my wife and my daughter had some other thing. My wife had to work. My daughter had previous engagement. So my son had nothing to do. So my son went with me to Monster Mania one time. He was younger then. Much a long time ago. When he went with me, you know, it was a busy Saturday. It was busy in the restaurant. There was a table for four. We were sitting at a table for four. It was just my son and I. The restaurant at the hotel, which is where the Monster Mania takes place, was crowded. Robert Englund and his wife walked in, and, you know, they offered someone $100 for their seat because they wanted to sit and they were hungry. And, you know, people, of course, you know, were nice or whatever, but no one was going to give up their seat. But we had two empty seats, so my son said, why don't we just invite them to sit with us? Because my son's like me. He's not going to discriminate, and he doesn't mind having people join us. But we weren't going to charge him either. So we didn't want $100. Just, you know, we had two empty seats. Why not? So my son, at a very young age, got to eat dinner with Robert Englund, and he had absolutely no idea who Robert Englund was. Robert Englund, for those people who don't know, like my son didn't, is famously known for his role as the King of Nightmares, Freddy Krueger, probably the most well-known version of Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street series, as who is Robert Englund. And also, if I want my opinion, one of the greatest people you could honestly meet. He was awesome. He's still awesome to this day. So that's one. The other one I'll tell real quick is one recently. The pandemic, it was just before the pandemic, and I had taken some time off because I got married. I had to take care of some family stuff and had some time away from Monster Mania and from various other things. I was just retiring from wrestling, and I was planning for my wedding. So I was coming back to a convention, and it was Monster Mania. I was sitting in the lobby of the hotel the night before, and I guess I say always be prepared. Make your list. Who do you want to meet and when? And I had a bunch of other things I had to do. So I'm downstairs in the lobby because I tend to do that. I'm a social person, but at these conventions, I'm very much out there because I want to make sure everyone's in there safely, everyone's okay. So I'm in the lobby, and I'm down there. And this little old guy walks up to me, and we started talking about, you know, these horror conventions. He said, have you been here before? I said, oh, yeah, I've been here many times. Dave's a good friend of mine, and we talked about the Hagens for a little while. We talked about, you know, horror conventions and whole and what it's like to meet fans. You know, he asked, you know, he saw me, you know, I was writing out some of my wrestling stuff. He saw someone ask me about about the autograph I just signed for another fan who just came up and recognized me as Jazz Fitness. So I was talking to him about that, and I didn't know who this little old guy was. He was a little old guy, had his hair a little bit of a white ponytail. He looked familiar, but nothing at home or anything to stand out. Next thing I know, we were probably talking a good maybe half hour, 45 minutes in this lobby, just talking, shooting the breeze, nice little old guy, talking about horror movies and conventions and fans and wrestling and the similarities of the two. You know, he often, you know, made jokes about certain things. He asked me to cut a Jazz Fitness promo versus a Jazz Vengeance promo. Well, next thing I know, Dave's son, David, it's his oldest son, comes over to and says, Mr. Carpenter, your room's ready. So apparently the person I was talking to for 45 minutes was legendary film director and founding creator John Carpenter, the man who brought us Halloween, Michael Myers, and then some. That's who I was just talking to for 45 minutes in the lobby for no apparent reason, just happened to be talking. These are those experiences only if you go to these shows that you can actually experience. That's why I say it's important, because you never know what's going to happen. And I think nothing of these things, because I talk to everyone the same, as I just mentioned. Let's talk about who's at this particular Monster Mania coming up from September 30th through October 2nd. For the record, I'm going down the Thursday before, so the 29th, and I'll be there till Monday the 3rd of October. Reason being, I want the time to be ready for the next day. So if I go down Thursday, I will have time to travel and get down there in a timely manner, and I'll have the night to relax, to prepare myself for what is to come. And I'm working the show. So I want to prepare myself. I want to be ready for when I'm going down there. I don't want to have to run around with a chicken in my head cut off. Because here's what happens. If you go on a Friday, which is the first day of the show, first you have to go. Now, for myself, I don't know how far everyone else goes. Now, normally when we go down to the regular one, it's 5-hour drive. So you have to have that time for travel. So you leave early in the morning, you get all the way down there, 5 hours driving. To me, it's not a big deal. I enjoy that part of it. It's always a good time to be with in the car with the family. Usually what ends up happening is my wife passes out after we pull out of the driveway. My daughter, who gets motion sickness sometimes she has it. We give her some help. She usually falls asleep and sleep most of the trip. My son will be awake usually and whatever, and then once in a while my wife will wake up or whatever the case may be. And whoever comes with us, because usually someone's coming with us, you know, they'll obviously be talking. We'll be talking about the show. We'll be singing songs. It's a good road trip kind of a thing. And it's 5 hours. And you take breaks in between. I always recommend that. Stop once or twice if need be, just to get your bearings, get some stretching going. If you have a family like I have, you know, two kids at that time and my wife, so it's always good to stop at least once on the way there so everyone can use the bathroom and get there comfortably. Because the last thing you want to do is be on the road and then having to pull off in a place you don't know. So if you know the area you've been to multiple ways, make sure you map out your trip. Make sure you know where there's a rest stop or something, a restaurant you can stop, refreshing yourself so you can go back out and do some more. Now, that being said, that is when the show is, the 30th through the 2nd of October. I'm going back on Monday because for me, Sunday is the last day of the convention, so everyone's wrapping up, everyone's closing shop. A lot of people do plan on leaving Sunday, so that has its own organized chaos, just like Friday has its own organized chaos, which is why I like to get there before the storm and after the storm. Get where I'm going with that? Okay, cool. Let's talk about who I'm going to get to hang out with, my fellow celebrity friends who I'll get to hang out with at Monster Mania. First of all, Malcolm McDowell, who famously played Loomis in the Rob Zombies Halloween. I'm just going to go through the list. I'm not going to give you little anecdotes unless the people I don't think you'll know. But Malcolm McDowell, famously for playing Dr. Loomis in Rob Zombies Halloween, but also he was in Clockwork Orange and countless other horror films and television shows. He's actually on a show that I want to talk to him about also, which is fantastic. He's going to be there. It seems like he's going to be there all weekend. Yep. Malcolm McDowell's there all weekend. Also, John Barenthal, formerly, he was in The Walking Dead. He was he was Shane in The Walking Dead, and unfortunately he did his job so well that I can't stand him. And he was also The Punisher. Also, Quad Farr from the Mummy series, Skeet Ulrich, who's only there Saturday and Sunday, Clint Howard, the younger brother of filmmaker, director, producer, Ron Howard, his younger brother Clint Howard, probably most famous for being Ice Cream Man, is going to be there Friday, Saturday only. Doug Bradley, the Pinhead himself, that is his role. Jeffrey Robinson, this is his first Monster Mania, as it is. Also, Odar Fares, also his first Monster Mania as well, as well as Clint Howard. Also, Mark Burnham, who's Leatherface in one of the Sims, this is his first Monster Mania appearance. Alice Craig, who is in countless other horror films, this is her first Monster Mania. Chris Sarandon from, he is famously known as the voice of Jack from Nightmare Before Christmas, or perhaps you know him from his role in Fright Night or the six-fingered man from Princess Bride or countless other things that Chris Sarandon, also Child's Play original. William Ragsdale from Fright Night. William Ragsdale from Fright Night. Yep, he's in that. Roger Jackson, the voice of Ghostface. James Jude Courtney from the newer version of Halloween, as well as Anthony Michael Hall from The Breakfast Club, all the way to being in the new Halloween and countless other things. Charles Cyphers, who is the original sheriff in the Halloween series. He's been in countless other things. Nancy Keen Loomis, also from Halloween. Tom Morgan, who is the Shape. And also Michael Myers and Leatherface. Well, Tom Morgan has actually been Jason, Michael Myers, and Leatherface as a body double. So good for him, Tom Morgan. Aaron Armstrong, who is the Shape of the voice of the Michael Myers. Tom Jones is in the new, he plays Dr. Loomis in the new new Halloween series, but he is top notch, looks just like the late great oh my goodness, and horror fans are yelling at me now. The original Dr. Loomis, it'll come to me probably towards the end of the show, but anyway, Tom Jones, who looks just like Dr. Loomis himself, he is going to be there. Jeffrey Dean, Daniel Phillips, and Daniel Roddick, both are from the brand new Rob Zombie's version of the Munsters. Haven't watched it yet. I guess we've got to watch it as a family because Munsters is a family favorite for us. But I've seen these guys in a lot of other Rob Zombie movies. He generally works with the same people. Richard Drake's also going to be there. Warren Gilligan, Gillette, also from Friday the 13th. Quinn Lord, who is famous as playing Sam from the Trick or Treat series, as well as Galen Ross from Dawn of the Dead. Soraya Page, known from wrestling. Scott Jackson, the artist who does the amazing artwork for all their programs and so forth. Also the guys from Living Dead Comics. Unfortunately for folks, if you just find out about this, due to filming, Ken Page has had to postpone his appearance. And Brenda Fraser, who was originally going to be there, star of The Mummy, has canceled. My apologies for breaking all those Brenda Fraser fans' hearts, because he's not going to be able to attend, unfortunately, but there's plenty of other people who will be there. So now, what happens at these events? Now, these names I just mentioned, what do you do? Some people don't know. Well, let's take Malcolm McDowell, for example, as someone who I've actually had the luxury of talking to before. Well, first, you can experience waiting in line. After waiting in line, you get to him, and you'll, whatever you're going to do, picture your autograph, whatever, talk to them. Let them know. You can share your pleasure, or you can talk to them for a few minutes. It's not going to be a long-winded thing, just for the record, because you're going to have other people who also want to meet the same person. So there are going to be these really personal moments. You've got 4 minutes, I'd say. I would top it, maybe less, depending on who it is. But, you know, you talk to him, and you'll, you know, share, you know, questions. He'll answer you. And Malcolm McDowell is very personal. I mean, I can only talk to you guys who I know for a fact, but that goes for any of these people. You go up to them. A lot of these people have done shows before, so they're familiar with how it works. They'll talk to you. They're very nice for the most part, and, you know, you'll experience whatever. That's kind of how that goes. And then if you're going to get an autograph and a picture, you pay for the autograph and the picture. Myself, I do something with I do kind of like an autograph exchange thing where I'll give them my autograph or theirs. Not everyone can do that because not everyone has done wrestling or film and whatever. So that's something I do that not everyone does. The other thing I do is I make I make these little collage. I don't do the autograph stuff much anymore. I do the photos for the most part because it's more about the experience factor in those moments that I get to thank these people. And another thing I'm going to say real quick, and actually this is going to lean into some other topics we're going to get into later, but always, you know, you'll always hear stories about how someone is from various different people. So-and-so met him, or I met him, and this guy was a jerk, or this guy was mean. I always say you're better off meeting the person, forming your own opinion on that person, because if you take people's own individual experience for some things, you might actually miss out on meeting someone or having a good experience with the same person that they may not have. A good example, and this is a true story. I was presently talking with Robert Englund, of all things, Freddy Krueger, when I was talking about, someone overheard me say I was going to go talk to John Heard after this, and they had said, oh, you don't want to meet John Heard. Now, this person who I have talked to was a person who goes to a lot of these shows all over the place, and she had told me that he was rude, and he was mean, he was arrogant, all these other things. And I am, again, someone, I come from pro wrestling, so I know sometimes how a work goes. I also know sometimes people have a bad day. And I've also learned to learn my own experience from someone individually. Now, this next day comes, because I ran out of time that day, because I was talking to Rob Dingle for an hour. So when I went down to talk to John Heard the next day, I go into the room where John Heard is. It's a big giant ballroom kind of an idea. Across from him is actor Chandler Riggs, young man who is famous for playing Carl from The Walking Dead. You know, the room's full of all kinds of other people there too, but Carl from The Walking Dead is across the hall from where John Heard is, and he has a line that goes from his table up through the lobby, and then it goes up the little hallway that leads into that room. Then it goes outside, wraps around the courtyard, then goes on the other side of the pool. That's where Chandler Riggs' line was and how many people had a fandom for Chandler Riggs. Now, I want you to picture that line in the high dimensions, and this is a very much a realistic type of line for someone you want to meet really badly, and you can wait there for a little while. But what I meant, I went up and talked to John Heard because he had no line whatsoever. There was no one in front of him. I just walked up to him and started talking to him, introduced myself, told him what I did, asked him some questions, told him how much respect I had for him from other things. I had a couple technical questions. We talked about his role in Beaches and Big and a couple other things that he did. A lot of people forget about. And we talked about various other things. And I didn't find him to be arrogant at all. I didn't find him to be rude. I found him to be very informative, very interested. He liked pro wrestling. I didn't even know John Heard liked wrestling, but now you know. And, you know, we talked about that a lot. We talked about the various other things. He asked me, you know, the same usual six questions I get about wrestling. And then it was a quick little thing. We probably talked about 15 minutes in this altercation, and I got my picture with him, and I said hi and thank you and gave him my thing I did for him as well. But here's the thing. If I had listened to the person the night before about how mean he was and you don't want to waste your time, I wouldn't have had that opportunity to meet him. Now, let me tell you what actually happened. After that event, you know, life happens, and unfortunately, everyone has their time, and unfortunately, one of the things that happens is not everyone lives forever, unfortunately, in real life. And John Heard, unfortunately, passed away. And one of the things I'm grateful for is that I was able to have my own opinion, and have a pleasant experience with someone who I gave that opportunity to not listen to what everyone else said about the man. But if I had listened, I never would have had that opportunity to thank John Heard for his contributions, to talk about the various things, find out he liked pro wrestling and the other things. So that's another thing to remember at these shows. If you have someone you're passionate about meeting, much like in real life, if you have an opportunity to tell someone what they mean to you, it doesn't matter if it's a celebrity or anyone in general, always take those opportunities when you can to do that, because you don't know if you'll ever get another opportunity to say it verbally to their face or anything else. keep those things in mind. So I hopefully these tips have helped you. Again, leave early, leave plenty of time. Don't rush. Take everything for what they are. Plan on waiting around. Plan on spending money. Cancellations happen. That has nothing usually to, that has nothing to do with the staff. It usually has to do with filming, much like you heard, or obligations or whatnot. It has nothing to do with the promoters, so do not take the blame out on them. The promoters do not come up with the prices for what people charge, nor do they have any control over anything like that. But certainly if people don't think the people are being respectful, whatever, I do suggest, if you have a negative experience, don't make a big thing out of it. Go to someone, go to a staff person, or go to the, you know, whatever, and talk to Dave or the promoter of whatever the convention is, and let them know of your experience so that that can't happen for someone else. That is something I would recommend. If there's a negative thing, because you don't want to make it like I did. I got into almost got into a fight with Jake Busey one time because he was negative, and unfortunately, I can't say I acted in an appropriate manner. But fortunately, it's been smoothed over and all is good. He's welcome there anymore, and I am, so I guess it is. But anyway, I hope that has helped people with kind of conventions. Plan ahead, get your tickets in advance, be ready to wait in line, be prepared. Don't think you're going to come in on your lunch break and get in and out and meet your favorite person and get out. That's not how that works, just so you know. You know, and just know there's all kinds of things. Conventions are many things for many people. You don't need to have a lot of money to go to these conventions. I mentioned $300 as a kind of a blanket. I think with $300, that would cover your meals for the night, for the day. We bring our own food mostly and do a lot of our own cooking and so forth, which I also recommend cut those budgets down. But don't eat out as much and whatnot. But in general, as a whole, I always say, you know, $300 is about average of what you could probably spend at a whole, but probably less maybe. Again, make a plan so you don't over budget or whatever. So hopefully that's been helpful. Now, let's move on to some other things. I wanted to quickly give a quick review on a TV show that I watched. I watched the new Dahmer TV show. I thought it was originally a movie, all honesty. I thought, you know, it was one sitting down. It wasn't. It was a TV series on Netflix. I didn't enjoy it. I know a lot of people are going to be like, what? How could you not like that? No. Nope, I wasn't. I didn't like this show. The person it's based upon, Jeffrey Dahmer, first of all, I think it's, of course, who makes a better horror villain than an actual real-life horror person? And Jeffrey Dahmer is one of those people who I don't think necessarily needs a movie about him. But in the same sense, if you're going to make a movie about him, there's already been done before. What are you going to be doing that's different than anything that anyone's done before? To me, what I didn't like about this show is it kind of dabbled into things that were not ever mentioned or was never kind of a thing. Like, it was never, you know, they made the show for me made it feel like he was a racist kind of a thing, but he wasn't a racist. He was just a sick guy. you can't explain what Jeffrey Dahmer is. Why people like him do what he does. That's why these movies exist, so someone could try to make sense of it and make a horror movie out of it. I didn't like the show. I didn't think it was very – I think the person who played Jeffrey Dahmer himself, I think that actor did – I feel bad for him because I think what's going to happen is no matter what he does after this, he's always going to be, oh, that's the guy who was Jeffrey Dahmer. And – portraying someone in this manner and having to do a lot of these things that he was had to do on camera, it's going to put a kind of a factor on a performance and on the person who performs them. This is like the Joker kind of a curse when it comes to the Batman series. People have talked before about people who played the Joker have talked about the curse that it is from playing such. Jack Nicholson talked about it. We all know about the late, great Heath Ledger, right? So just keep that in mind. So I wasn't a fan of the new of that series. I am looking forward to the Chucky season two. I'm looking forward to Sweet Tooth season two. What else? As far as horror goes. There's a new movie on Hulu called Grimace, which is like a, looks like one of those creepy pasta kind of a movies. I'm going to check it out. I'll give you guys a review on it when I can. But there really hasn't been anything too over the top that I can really report on as of yet, but I did watch the Dahmer show, movie, whatever it's called. I didn't enjoy it. For the reasons I mentioned, I just didn't think it needed to be made. I thought it was just something that was just beating a dead horse. It was just a way to be gory and bring up that aspect of it to try to gross out the audience. I don't agree with that either. So that's me. Sorry, people. So when I get to the season, I'll definitely give you guys another review before that. But that's the television movie review I got for you. The new Jeffrey Dahmer movie, nope, it's a fail for me. Pass, thanks. Anyway, let's go to shout-outs, because I want to make sure that's done. Because this is actually going to lead into other kind of things. It actually leads into everything at the end of this. Shout-outs, there's a lot of them today, and a couple of them are people you've never heard me shout-out before. And so, you know, I guess I can do all of this in one shot, I guess, and label all of this together as the ninja that I am. So those people who are not aware, I think I mentioned it in the last podcast, I have sold out, as I say. I saw my wife had a lot of fun using the TikTok. And as people know, I'm pretty much I am fairly busy most of the time, either writing, working on a short story series, working on writing, working on my novel, working on my screenplays, working on the YouTube wrestling show. I was supposed to give you guys the results of the last show on the 24th. Unfortunately, I don't know if I have time for that, but, well, maybe I will. Hold on. So on the show, on the 24th, I did a show, as I always do, on a YouTube wrestling show, Icons of the F4L, where I feature real-life people and put them in scenarios against whomever to kind of elevate their names, make kind of household names. Yeah, actually, I can windle all this together. It should be interesting. So kind of how it happened. So in 2020, even though my son and I, prior to this, had already started this, you know, dream matches back in the day, right? I've talked about that before. You know, I wanted to cheer him up. He was sick from school. Bill Palmerson and Peter Griffin made them fight each other, put them on YouTube. That started. Then we took fan suggestions on who would face who. Then it was Dream Masters, because we were the ones who did that. Other people have come along the way who've tried to do what we do. Now, I come from pro wrestling. My son is a regular kid. Well, he was. Now he's getting older. His birthday is in November. To make me feel even older, he's going to be 20. And he's also a half an inch taller than me. Don't tell him I told you that. Because he wasn't supposed to. But anyway, most kids don't listen. And there you go. There's an example. Now, so I started Dream, this Icons of the F4L, because I thought there was a lot of people who are regular mom and pop kinds of people who are doing their goals, working on dreams and doing things, who more people should pay more attention to. People who, all honesty, are doing impressive things, are really cool people. I'm a sucker for family stuff, for those people who don't know. I'm a dad. I take being a father, being a family man very seriously. I keep the safety of my family very seriously, as well as I always take the joys of spending time with my family as very awesome things. I like to share all the good things with my family that I've enjoyed, you know, before they were around and after. And so that being said, I have seen and got to meet some amazing people. I've talked about that before. The show on the 24th, we saw the United States Tag Team titles defended by JoJo the Bodybuilder and Philip Ricardo Jr., who, by the way, on Columbus Day will be coming here on the podcast on the FRO headquarters, and we're going to be doing another one of those watch-along shows. We're going to be watching a selection of matches here on the podcast while, you know, having them on. We'll get to talk about it on the air as we're watching the matches. So that'll be something pretty cool. So JoJo the Bodybuilder and Philip Ricardo Jr., in real life, both natural bodybuilders. JoJo the Bodybuilder just starting out, already doing great job, already a monster in making. Philip Ricardo Jr., who trains him in real life, as we found out on this show, is his tag team partner and the United States Tag Team Champion. So they defended their tag titles against the American Alpha and defeated them. So they are still your United States Tag Team Champions. Also, the Squared Circle Cafe, my wife and her longtime co-host, DJC, defended against the Craft, and they retained their tag team titles, the women, the Dream Warriors tag team titles. Angela Russell, one of our newest superstars, who is the current Women's Dream Warriors BA champion, she defended against an outsider, Sonya Deville, and defeated her in action. Her son, Grayson, the Super Duck Russell, successfully defeated legendary Sean Connery himself, ladies and gentlemen, in Sean Connery's retirement match. So good for him. It's a huge thing that the Super Duck retired the legendary 007 himself, the original Sir Sean Connery. In addition to that, we saw Mason the Beast Stritzel defeat who did he defeat? Chad White, the meme, the head of the meme family. Mason Stritzel, by the way, and his brother Carter the Cobra Stritzel, by the way, is your new Dream Masters MMA Grand Prix champion. This is his brother Carter the Cobra. The Stritzel Fight Club in real life had a very successful weekend, apparently. Yesterday, first and foremost, congratulations to Mason Stritzel on becoming a green belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. It's not an easy feat at any means. But also, over the weekend in Atlanta, Mason the Beast Stritzel lived up to his name and took on the biggest and the baddest that they had and defeated them within 15 seconds or 15, but whatever the case may be, Mason the Beast Stritzel winning his match. No surprise here on this show. His brother, Carter the Cobra Stritzel, has been winning in real life and on our show, is your new Dream Masters MMA Grand Prix champion again, as he defeated the former champion, Christian Convery of the Convery Chess Club, an actor also. In addition to that, we had a four-way, what we call square dance, for the Dream Masters Rock Icon Championship that featured an Elias, of all people, from WWE, along with the Canadian pop prince Justin Bieber, Platinum Country singer from Hopewell, Rhode Island, Billy Gilman, and, of course, Walker Campbell, the champion. And unfortunately, Campbell did not lose, by the way. Was never pinned, and unfortunately, due to the square dance rules, it was a four-way, and it was extreme rules. So unfortunately, Elias being able to defeat Platinum Billy Gilman for the win and take the new championship. But on October 4th, Walker Campbell will have his one-on-one rematch with Elias for that said title. So we'll see what happens there. But you can't say Walker Campbell didn't show up and he held that title for a little while. And he technically didn't lose, technically. So there's that. And also we saw a six-man tag in preparation for upcoming Dream Masters and Dream Warriors Team Warfare tournament we're going to be doing in November. We do every year, which is teams of four going up against other teams of four. We had three of each team. We had the Bullies, Dan Keough, along with Dave Smith and Ronnie Angle, taking on the team of the Texas Outlaw, the Texas Rangers, which consisted of the legendary Chuck Norris with Henry and Jairo Mena, the Mena boys, who are also your Telenet Tag Team Champions as well. And, of course, Chuck Norris and the Mena boys successfully defeated the Bullies in six-man tag team action. So that is kind of what the show was, and congratulations to everyone there. Now, going back to the shout-outs portions, everyone I just mentioned, first of all, shout-outs to everybody who is part of that. So now, these names are people who are from music, from youth combat sports, from bodybuilding, and from television and movies, and from social media. This all blends together, right? So in the past little bit, I've seen that my wife has been having a lot of fun on the TikTok. The fact that I called it the TikTok shows you how old I am. So anyone who will tell you, I am always late to the party for all of the social media trends. I'm not heavily invested in social media element as far as the social media goes. I keep everything professional on everything, but I also keep it lighthearted also. I'm respectful and I'm also professional at the same sense. On Instagram, which is where I met a lot of these people, that's kind of where a lot of this idea came from. I saw these amazing, hardworking individuals who were taking part in a lot of various things, and quite frankly, I thought more people need to see these amazing people. So I built them and added them to the show to get them that elevated thing. As the last show, I talked about my new employers, who, yes, by the way, I am returning to action. I've been asked to return. So I am going back to the where I came from, I guess, so to speak. So my time on social media will be limited, but I'm still going to be prominent. And, of course, as always, it is in my contract that the YouTube show will stay. This podcast is also part of the agreement. It will stay. And my involvement at Monster Mania is a thing, as well as Gen Friends Expo will take place next year as planned, as it was supposed to happen in 2020. So it is actually everything's still in place, except for now I have a significant role and a significant job that will take up a lot of my time traveling and so forth. So my wife is always into the whole social media thing. She's been on the Facebook. I've been on Facebook, and for those people who don't know, I have not been on actual Facebook in I don't know how long. I use the Messenger on Facebook still because I still have a lot of contacts on there. But I don't use Facebook anymore. I don't go on there and look at who's doing what. I don't post what's going on in my stories. But, of course, I come to realize that Instagram and Facebook are connected. So anything I post on Instagram shows up on Facebook. So that is how people, I guess, stay in contact with me, I suppose. I happened to look because my wife showed me that I still have quite a few friends on Facebook who are still there. But here's the thing. You can't see it. I just put friends in quotations because the sad fact is about all of these social media platforms, and the sad fact about Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Snapchat, Instagram, MySpace, for those dinosaurs out there who remember that, like me, these are all places that even if you talk to the actual people themselves, which I always take into account to make sure the people I talk to are the actual people, it's very easy to find out. But you have to be careful. And also, it's also important to keep safe on social media. If you're a parent like myself, be careful what you post of your kids and your family, because you don't know who's looking at these things. I've said it many times on this podcast. I've said it many times on social media. I actually saw on Instagram earlier today one of the people who I invited on this podcast, who I think are doing phenomenal. They're a family who, you know, sings, dance, likes to entertain people. Unfortunately, they're having to deal with what I see on a regular basis that I've reported many times. And it's just people are really, there's some real creeps out there in the world. You have to be careful when you have families, when you have kids, and you have, even if you have a person who's, your kid is the one who has, the account is in your kid's names or whatever, you need to be vigilant what's going on. It's okay to look over their shoulders and say, hey, who are you talking to? What's going on? That is perfectly fine, because you want to make sure they're being safe, that some troll or sick person or whatever isn't doing something or saying something they shouldn't, because that's not okay, should never be allowed. So, you know, I always tell people, be vigilant what goes on, be careful. If you look at my social media platform, any of them, now, again, I'm not on Facebook, so I haven't did cleansing over there, because I could care less who's on there. On Instagram, for example, I go on a regular basis when I can and delete all of the questionable people who are on there. If someone follows me, I could care less how many followers I have. I am about being professional, being respectful, honoring people's privacy and their safety, and I always know who I'm talking to and whatnot, and I also encourage people to be part of their conversations with their family and their loved ones. And I, quite frankly, I would much rather talk to a parent who runs a young person's account than a parent, than first talk to the young person. But when you're doing a professional, you always make sure everything's in order. You make sure everything's always, you know, I always keep everything safe and respectful and professional. Because I'm a dad, I'm a professional, I always want to make sure that's there. I'm also overprotective of my own kids and also any other kids I see who are being harmed or talked about or threatened. I'm not going to stand for that. I will interject, and I have interjected. So be vigilant. But here's the fine line, and this is going to start some of the shout-outs, as I've already shouted out some people, if you haven't kept track yet. I've already shouted out JoJo the Bodybuilder and Philip Ricardo Jr. I look forward to having them on the podcast on Columbus Day as we do another one of these watch-alongs on YouTube. But some other people I want to shout out, as I already mentioned, the Stritzel Fight Club, Mason and Carter Stritzel doing amazing. Mason the Hammer, Anthony the Submission Hunter, Ty the Devil, and as we call him, Troy the Terror Adele, they're doing phenomenal, they're doing great. Henry and Hiro Menya, they're always respectful, they're always great young men. We're happy to have them, we're glad to see them grow, and we're proud of every single person we have on our roster. Jaden Brooks, the current United States champion. Jack and Tim, the lucky ones from England. The Celtic Under Group, we're happy for them. So we have a very diverse, but I thank all those people for being part of those things. And for taking time, Walker Campbell, the musician who joined our roster. Grace, the Super Duck Russell, who just joined the roster, our current PA champion, defending PA champion, and thus far is undefeated. His mother, also part of the roster, and all the countless people that we have on a regular basis, Brian Boston from YouTube, Mike from OK Thank You, who's now back on List 25. By the way, I got to say, so Mike, who used to be on List 25 on YouTube, one of those, you know, top 25 lists or whatever, has been on YouTube. OK Thank You, has done some of the things. He's been on this podcast. Big shout out to Mike. He looks fantastic. He lost a lot of weight. He looks great. He sounds great. He looks confident. It's great to see him doing what he's meant to be doing. Minty, of course, is always doing his thing. You know, I have to be honest, we are respectful of the Mother Son Fist Bump podcast. I know they were busy. I know they're still busy, and I want to shout out them. I hope they're okay. Truth be told, I haven't heard from them in a long time. We were supposed to have a podcast a while back. We were in heavy communications, and just something fell through or whatever. We have not heard from them. They're still on our show. We still feature them because fans like them. Regardless of anything that may or may not have happened. I don't know what happened there. And also to, you know, get rid of all rumors and speculation, we are not we definitely didn't forget about JoJo Sebastian, the model. He is my co-host, and we still have a lot of stuff for JoJo, the model, Sebastian. He is busy, focused on schoolwork and family stuff and personal stuff. He wants to kind of take a break from a lot of that stuff. And we respect that because we respect him and his family. And when he's ready to come back or whatever, he will come back and we'll talk to him and everything else. But don't think that I forget about any of these people, because I don't forget about the people who helped get these shows where they are. Jackson Robert Scott is the same thing. The family's very busy. They're doing their own thing, and we're trying to keep them in, you know, keep them whatever. So we have no gripes with anybody. We still have everyone still there. Unless you are someone who has absolutely been disrespectful to the show, the other people on the show, or, you know, whatever, we don't hold gripes with anything like that. But also, that being said, as you guys know, I am new to the TikTok world, as I mentioned earlier on our show. And I wanted to share with you guys some things. First of all, I am very, extremely new to TikTok. I have, as always, you guys know that I am always late to the party, as I always say. I don't always share a lot of things. I don't always, share things. See, here's the thing. This TikTok thing. I'm new to TikTok, as I said. I've been on social media platforms. I'm late to the party. I've been, you know, when everyone else was on Facebook, I was still on MySpace. I honestly got so, it's not because I'm rude. It's not because I'm not respectful. It's not because I don't care. It's because I'm very busy. But I needed something to do that would kind of be light and something I could do that was quick and something I could do to reach out to people and also just to kind of lighten up the day. Sometimes it's good to have a laugh to kind of let the hair loose. Fun fact, I enjoy telling dad jokes. I'm a dad. Hello. And, of course, we have our little fun antics. I tell my jokes. I have my little quick words of wisdom. There's Jazz Fitness stuff. There's Jazz Vengeance stuff. And I also contemplated bringing Jazz Fitness, his own thing, on TikTok, because that seems like a platform that the YouTube sensation would have or would be taking part in. So, of course, that's something I would take part in, right? So, that being said, there are some things I wanted to address first on TikTok. First and foremost, I got to be honest with you guys. I don't get the TikTok a lot. I get the ideas. I definitely do. And I am respectful of everyone who I have encountered. And I am thankful of those who encounter me. I am. And I am new, as I said. I'm just looking at my page right now, I'm being honest with you guys, as I'm new. And I don't expect to have a lot of followers as StarDix. It's not about that as much as it's about me interacting, wanting to meet new people, wanting to learn different things. I think I am someone who, being the sap dad that I am drawn to family content. I am drawn to other funny people who, like my wife and I, like to have fun as people who aren't afraid to go outside the box. We do have a wide sense of humor. I do come from pro wrestling, hello. But also, I don't put up with bullying, and I've seen a lot of that from going on. And so first and foremost, I do want to shout out some people. Hold on 1 second here. And also, I'm just going to do a PSA here. Listen, I'm not on TikTok to date anyone. I am a happily married man and father of two. That being said, I remove these women who are on TikTok who I don't understand why someone would message someone, you know, who are you, where are you from? I get it. I'm not there to meet someone. I am a happily married man with a wife who is amazing and two amazing kids. TikTok for fun, to let my hair loose. So when I have those stressful days writing or whatever else I'm doing, I can be light. I can tell a joke. I can sing a song or whatever, or maybe answer some Q&As, inspire someone, make someone's day. That's why I'm here. That's it. Maybe find more people for YouTube and make more YouTube icons like I have on Instagram for the last several years. That is something I'm heavily convinced. I am actually in the process of fine-tuning and looking at. But there are a few people I do want to mention. And also, just really, I don't know why all of these accounts, it doesn't matter where you go, Instagram, Facebook, back in the day it was MySpace. Now you hear on TikTok, so many people want to be someone else. Listen, just be you. If you are someone, just be you. Don't pretend to be someone else. I can't tell you how many Sonya Devilles have friended me on TikTok. Listen, you're not Sonya Deville. First of all, it's not even a real name. Second of all, that's stupid. Eventually, I will have a blue check mark next to my name on everything. But right now, it's not there because I haven't been bothered to do so. But if I don't see a blue check mark next to your name and you're claiming to be someone, or if I know for a fact you're not someone, don't be stupid and try to convince me otherwise. Again, if you're a female or a male looking for a relationship, I'm not there for that. I'm not going to be in that. I'm probably just going to remove you because I see it as spam and I'm all set. Sorry to break your hearts. That's me. Now, let's see. And I'm actually going through my list right now of people and removing people. Let's see. Of course, shout out to my wife. Actually, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shout out the people who follow me currently on TikTok. Let's start with that. People who follow me. My wife, of course. Her co-host on her podcast, and who also is on our show and also a friend of ours, my wife's best friend, DJC. So JC, shout out to her. Bethy Page, who used to be on the podcast, on my wife's podcast, who is a friend of my wife's, who does her own podcast doing like true crime and supernatural kind of stories. Bethy Page is someone who will eventually maybe be on the podcast. I don't know yet. She's a very busy person, but she's also doing some great work. She's done some work to lose some weight and get physically better for herself, and good for her. I'm only going to show the people who I know for a fact are just people. My wife's brother, William. Shout out to the dude, Willie. You're the man. Shout out to Zombie Slayer. He's a TikTok person who I've seen. I know it's a TikTok person. Three Dog Family. The family pack, shout out to them. Again, I'm only shouting people out who I know to be actual people who I've interacted with first and foremost. So Killer Zombie, that's an awesome name, by the way. He's a funny young man. The Horror God, of course, Sean Foster, my friend from Modest Mania. He follows me. We're good for him. I'm checking out who this person here is. She's a fake person. I'm removing her. Sorry. Yes, this is how I treat people who I don't believe to be real. You know what? This kid's working hard. You know what? Jim Johnson, KingGet3 on TikTok. He's looking for followers. He wants to be followed. You know what? The kid's funny. He does some singing, some dancing, does some jokes. You know what? Whatever. May all his dreams come true. Again, hopefully his parents keep an eye on things so things don't get out of hand. But shout out to him. He's doing some good things. Give him some praise, people. Give him a break. Also, a new friend of ours is someone who, you guys know I am the leader when it comes to the bully buster. And I can't stand bullying of any kind. I don't care who it is. And I do what I can to end bullying. So we have a new friend, let's see. I want to make sure I got these things right. The name on Instagram is Rainbow G. I've been in contact with these young men. This poor young man has been bullied online and, you know, people being mean to him or whatever. I do not deal with bullying. I've talked to his sweetheart of a mother. who's a very nice mom. She has two kids. And of course, her husband or whatever, they're all working hard to just trying to be, they put out funny content. They put a little cool things. And this kid gets bullied here and there. And I don't deal with that. Apparently right now he has a headache, and I can relate to that. I have migraines myself. And of course, when I talked to my son and I told him about this kid getting bullied or whatever, and we do whatever we can to end a lot of that. So let's see. I want to make sure they got the names right. Want to make sure I get the names right, because that would be bad. But anyway, actually, hold on. I get the messages. So, yes, this is how I'm not going to go into detail. I just want to make sure I get their names correctly, because I think they're awesome, and they should be. So, let's get there. Okay. But this woman is a very nice woman. Rainbow Nine. It's R-E-I-N-B-O-W-G. She is a very nice mom, very pleasant to talk to. And his name is Jake, by the way, our new friend. So I guess he's also trying to, you know, grow himself on TikTok. Wants to be, as they call, TikTok famous is a thing. So to our new friend Jake from TikTok, and to his mom and his sister and his dad, all of you guys, I hope you guys know that you guys are awesome. You guys are always going to be friends of ours. We are your F4L, and you guys are among the F4L. And as I already told her, she should be checking her mailbox, and she has something coming her way. So I also he may be also one of the first few people I actually build and add to our roster as a clear statement that we don't deal with bullies, and we support those who just are just them. Excuse me as I say that. Also, in addition, I don't know what happened to this person. He left. Huh. Interesting. Well, that's interesting. Oh, well. Apparently people leave me. That's okay. This happens. But anyway, back to my followers and people who I've interacted with. So let's go back to this then, I guess. Again, I'm new to this whole thing of TikTok. I'm not used to it at all. I have no idea what I'm doing on it. I've put a couple things up together here and there. Nothing too fantastic at all. but, you know, it's cool. I've done a lot of the Q&A things. I've answered a bunch of questions and stuff. So, also other people who I follow on TikTok, who I also think is kind of funny. Also, really cool. You know, again, I'm a sucker when it comes to dad stuff because I'm a dad, as you remember. Brian Delaney, who has a TikTok on here. I just really started talking to this gentleman. He's a pretty cool dude. Very respectful. Has a great family, and we always support that stuff here. But also, I got to say this too. There is another dad I have to shout out who I also think is absolutely hysterical. It is, there are people, honestly, I think they're hysterical. I think they're funny. It honestly reminds my son and I. I got to be honest with you. I'm not 100% certain I know both the names, but Badical Dadical, he is known as on TikTok. And I might even get some heat for shouting out and saying how I think he's very funny. He and his son, I think his name is Connor, I think. But this gimmick, this guy, I call it a gimmick. I come from pro wrestling. Sorry, no disrespect there. But Badical Dadical, basically what he is he's a dad, first of all, first and foremost. He has, you know, two kids, and he's, you know, he has a family. He adopted his son, and then, you know, as I can understand, sometimes the family meant to have isn't, you know, having it. Sometimes blood is just, you know, can be conceived in different ways and whatnot, and it's cool. But Batical Datical, you know, is someone who is on TikTok. He and his son do these videos where usually the dad is playing pranks on his son, or he has this gimmick where he's, you know, for example, he sent his son in to ask for something by its technical term, but because his son doesn't know the technical term, he comes to find out it's something that's very much, you know, something else that's completely different that is very much a real thing. You know what? We're a family who likes to play pranks on our kids all the time. They play pranks on me all the time. It's a fun, you know, it's nothing mean-spirited about it. We're not snowflakes. That's a horrible term. I get it. That might sound like a bad term. The snowflakes can be up there, added to the same list as the trolls, the haters, the keyboard warriors, the people who talk all kinds of nonsense. Listen, Radical Radical is on YouTube, he's on TikTok, he's on Instagram. And what's funny is it's the meta humor that I enjoy. He tells people flat out, it says in its name, I'm a bad dad. And he goes to the list to say and show why he is, quote, the bad dad. But in all honesty, I can see the humor of it, and I can see through, you know, the actual, you know, enjoyment they have interacting with one another. Much like when me and my son are calling wrestling matches, we're booking a show, we'll give each other a hard time because that's what a father and son do naturally anyway. And it's a funny thing, and we're a sarcastic bunch here. We're not mean-spirited about it. It's just how we are as people. My wife is the same thing. She's a sarcastic and joyful person as well. Also on TikTok. And also she's more TikTok famous than I am, I guess. She's been around longer. But she's that Daria chick, by the way. Go follow her. She's awesome people, too. But don't believe all the hype. She likes to get a lot of me sleeping, which I am really fond of. But it is what it is. She's joyful, but our kids are joyful. But anyway, Radical Radical, fun people. And also, I invite Radical Radical to come on this podcast. And also, this invitation is out for any of these people I just mentioned also. Because, you know what? Life is too short to sweat small potatoes. And if I can take people from Instagram and make them, you know, and get them over to the wrestling world, and why can't I build the Radical Radical and his son? Why can't I build Brian Delaney and his family? Why can't I build, you know, any of these other people who I've built or these people I've talked to, like the Rainbow G? I can build, you know, the young man. I can build Jake easily and put him as a warrior in there. And, of course, the Menu Boys, they follow me over here, too, and I appreciate that, of course, because they are, as you know, they follow me over the thing. We support them on their show. We know how hard they work and their family and whatever. And hopefully they're going to be part of Jazz and Friends Expo, as a lot of people are part of Jazz and Friends Expo. So that's cool, too. So fun. Is it someone? That's cool. No, I thought, yeah. So shout out to them. And shout out to everyone else. I just started. I don't know everyone in general, so I'm just gonna get my feet wet and whatnot. But there's some funny people out there, people. And life's too short with small potatoes. People need to not take everything so hard. It's not that serious. So just remember those things. So is that? I guess that's what I got to say as far as that goes. But yeah, I'm just looking through my. I've been on TikTok like once today, and now I'm looking at it now, and there's all kinds of things going on here. I clearly have no idea what I'm doing. Apparently, you have to be on TikTok or show so many things on TikTok to do lives or do first other things, I suppose. It's cool, I suppose. But you know what? There's a lot of awesome people. All the awesome Sharp family singers are on here too, and I already showed them out before, as far as that goes. So So a shout out to the Sharp family singers too, singing family. Anybody who's performing out there, shout out to all you guys, because there's some talented people out there, let me tell you, everywhere. So shout out to everybody out there. I can't shout out everybody, like I said, because I'm only going to shout out people who I believe to be actual, you know, people, not pending to be, and people who, and whatnot. And I got to say, again, I can't emphasize enough, if I believe someone to be a creep, so to speak, I will have no hesitation to get rid of them, as I will not deal with any of that, because I do take safety very seriously. So there's that as well. Cool. So there's that. Yep. Anyway, that is some shout outs for those people. Batical, again, I think he gets a bad rap. I think people, the meta humor is that people are calling him a bad dad because of how he on the screen treats his son. People are obviously aren't familiar with, you know, Shakespeare, or aren't familiar with sarcasm, can't see through what everyone else can. Reality television is not actual reality television, but I think what people fail to see is the humor of it. And what's important is that they realize that life is too short. Be so uptight and be so secure and be so cynical. Lighten up, people. As far as people who are interacting, the kids who, you know, his son's obviously never in danger. And same thing goes for the other kid. He's always, you know, it is what it is. Pranks are pranks. And I respect someone who steps up and becomes the father that he is. And I think a lot of people forget what that is. And then they forget what being a dad is. Sometimes dads can be, you know, helpful. Sometimes they can be cynical. Sometimes they can be sarcastic. Sometimes they can be goofy. Sometimes they can be mean. Sometimes they can be hurtful. Sometimes they can be cruel. But I've not encountered a lot of those. In all honesty, my kids are my life. My family is my life. And they're the reasons I do everything in this world. So that being said, you know, keep those things in mind. And listen, if you don't like it, don't watch it. That's the old thing in wrestling. That's the old thing in television. It used to drive me... You know, when I was younger, even as a teenager, I used to get annoyed at these parents who would get upset about wrestling, and when their kids would wrestle and someone would get hurt, and all these media platforms would attack wrestling and it's all their fault. And no, just turn the channel if you don't like it. You don't have to watch it. That's the important thing to know. If you don't like something, you don't have to see it. You don't have to look at it. Lighten up, I guess, is the main thing there, eh? There you go. Yep. So that's that. And whatnot. So just, yeah. Keep things respectful, people. Let people be themselves. Let people have fun. You know, TikTok isn't serious. TikTok's fun. Instagram is fun. Now, granted, they are promoting things that they're very serious about. When I was younger, we didn't have social media to have what we call dark, and that's one of the times what I'm blessed for. When it comes for me that when I start to, you know, the whole thing has completely changed from what it was to what it is now because of social media, and I'm thankful for that. Because now it's even more personal, now it's even more meaningful, and now we have some amazing people on board, and it's great to have. So, and I hope more people are joining around, and I hope more people kind of, you know, can do so. So I guess because it's going to take me so long, now that I have a whole three platforms now I'm on, I guess I better start giving you guys all my wrap-up, how to get a hold of me or whatnot. If you want to be a guest on this show and you want to, you know, you have questions, comments, concerns, or whatnot, you can always reach out to me at WOW Dream Matches, DREAMMATCH at gmail.com. That's WOW Dream Matches, DREAMMATCHES at gmail.com. That's my email. And then, so then you can go to YouTube to talk about all the YouTube stuff and the icons. You can find all of our current YouTube stuff, all of our YouTube shows, all of the icons of the F4L. You can find out, see all of our amazing stars from JoJo the Bodybuilder to JoJo the Model Sebastian to, you know, Okay, Thank You, Brock in Boston, Minty, the Schritzel Fight Club, the Adels, the Menu Boys, you name it, they're there. You can find my YouTube channel at, you think I know my YouTube channel by now? Yeah, right. It's Jazz and His Icons of the F4L on YouTube. That's J-A-Z-Z and the little head pivot thing. Then His Icons of the F4L, that is on YouTube. And don't let the subscriber thing fool you. It is a lot. The thing that tells me how many people listen, watch, whatever, does not add up with any of these numbers. So I don't take any of these seriously at all. But that's on YouTube. Or you can find me on the original YouTube channel, as I will be going back to the days of Jazz Fitness and Jazz Vengeance and giving little pro tips, because I want to keep, you know, the Jazz and Friends icon separate from everything else. So Life Hacks, the other channel that I have on YouTube, that is more of my, wrestling stuff, me personal stories or pro tips, promos, whatever, is Life Hacks from the Fitness Center with Jazz Fitness is the name of this channel. So I'm bringing back the YouTube sensation himself to YouTube. So that's them. Now, let us go to Instagram, where I am. There is only one. Yep. On Instagram, you can find me at Sean, S-E-A-N, Jazz, J-A-Z-Z-S-T-E-V-N-S, or F4L Icon, S-E-A-N, J-A-Z-Z-S-T-E-V-N-S, 1. That is on Instagram. That is my Instagram. That is the one I use. I think I used to have old channels, and actually all the links to this show, my YouTube show, are all here. I think my Instagram might be on here. My TikTok might be on there too. I'll have to check what that is. My Instagram. And last but not least, new as of, a week ago? TikTok. Kidding. I feel like an old man now. Okay, so TikTok is the F4L icon, Sean Chaz Stevens, of course. And that is F4L I-C-O-N S-E-A-N-J-A-Z-Z-S-T-E-V-E-N-S. And that's strictly all it is on TikTok. And that is the one and only account I have on there. The others are strictly wannabe Jazz Fitness people, which I don't know why anyone would want to be me, because I am me. And again, people should just be comfortable being themselves. And if you want to come say hi to me or say hello at Hunt Valley, Maryland, this coming weekend from Thursday the 29th through Monday the 3rd, I will be in Hunt Valley, Maryland at the Monster Mania Convention this coming weekend. And I mentioned all of those awesome people you're going to meet there. You can go to monstermania.net for all of your information to get your tickets and whatnot. I believe some tickets may be available. You got to go double check and remember, got to keep it in check. Keep it respectful. I've got to respect all of the rules and whatever guidelines of communities and whatnot as far as masks and everything else goes. So also to check in with those things. And also, you can find all the Monster Mania news at monstermania.net on whatever platforms there, on Monster Mania Convention, can pretty much be seen on Facebook, Instagram, and whatnot. Also, my friend Joe Bruin at the New England Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame and the New England Fan Fest. All Access is going to be bringing back New England Fan Fest next year in the Hall of Fame. So shout out to Joe Bruin, and we'll have to bring him on the show eventually too. So go check out All Access and New England Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame in New England Fan Fest in general. So there you go. And, of course, you have here the FOL Headquarters podcast with yours truly, Sean Jazz Stevens. Yes, I have 14 minutes. Can you believe I got everything in? Shout-outs, social media talk, fun and travel, talking about being a family, pro wrestling. I can touch on this right quick. So there's a bunch of things going on in pro wrestling real quick. And I want to let people know, I had said on a show prior that I was going to share with you guys some early predictions I had before AEW even had television. I want to give you guys a show update. I have recorded the audio from that prediction, which I recorded. It is currently live on YouTube. It's under that Life Hacks from the icon, Sean Jazz Fitness, whatever. It's on there. So if you go to that YouTube channel, you can actually see it for yourself. But I'm going to be playing the audio for you guys on an upcoming show where I'm going to play you guys my predictions that was recorded August 25th, 2019. So that is going before they even had a network television deal, or they just landed one, but it was before they had their very first pay-per-view. As I gave predictions on what should and shouldn't happen, I also said what would happen if certain things took place, things they wanted to avoid. I also said certain people they might want to bring in if they want to bring making money. Did any of those things happen? Was I right about these things? Am I full of hogwash? We're going to find out when we go back. And again, if you want to cheat, go back on the other YouTube channel I just gave you and go listen to that review I gave. I talked about it a few times of why I believed that AEW was going to not be so great, why I had concerns about it, and also what should and shouldn't happen at their very first pay-per-view that was supposed to kick everything all off. So what is that? And of course, me returning home. And by the way, the whole thing with the White Rabbit and all the speculation, people were very upset because the little promo code made them, you know, sent them to another link. And Monday, supposedly, something's supposed to happen and whatever. Well, a lot of people are on the assumption it's going to be Bray Wyatt. Don't always believe the things you want to. That's all I can say about that. So here's what I'm going to do is I'm going to say this because it hasn't happened yet. I think what people should be expecting is, yes, I do believe Bray Wyatt will be returning to the WWE. That is going to happen. That I can tell you for certainty. When it's going to happen, even if I knew it, I wouldn't tell you because that would be giving you information you shouldn't have. But I will say this. I don't think if you're expecting Bray Wyatt to be the White Rabbit, then you will be disappointed because that's not going to happen. Sometimes the answers to your questions you've seen in front of you. Sometimes it's about timing. Sometimes it's about picking spots. Sometimes you got to worry about wearing Doomsday. Sometimes you got to worry about, you know, the ticking, the and all that stuff. Sometimes in wrestling, you are disappointed when you find out that it might not have been what you thought originally, but it might be just as good. I want to say that I've not watched a full episode of wrestling as of yet still. I'm not completely sold on everything as of yet. But maybe when I return to action, so to speak, on my role, maybe I will. And then we'll see how everything goes. Well, folks, it's been a long day. I also want to let you guys know I did talk to the Stritzels, and they do plan on coming on the podcast. Just a programming note. Don't know when, but I can tell you the Stritzel Flight Club have wanted to come on the podcast. They've actually asked to come here when their schedule permits them. They were asked to come on this podcast to say hello to you guys and thank you guys for the support. That is all I'm going to say on that. But I want to congratulate the Stritzels and everyone on our shows for always putting in 100% and always just being themselves and carving their own ways and supporting each other. I think their dad is an amazing dad, and I don't think he gives himself enough credit because good, you know, people come from great visionaries and with great support. And their dad is a great support guy, and he's a great, you know, great cheerleader in a lot of ways. And I say that in the most respectful way. And that goes for all of our, you know, one of the things that is consistent throughout all of our Dream Masters is their families are very supportive of their goals and the dreams of other people who we feature on our shows and who I've encountered. And that goes for everybody across the board. Everyone from JoJo the Model Sebastian, Jackson Robert Scott, the Menya Boys, the Adele Boys, well, they haven't been on yet, but the Adele Boys, the Stritzel Fight Club, JoJo the Bodybuilder, Philip Ricardo Jr., everyone up and down the roster. Philip Ricardo Jr. is a guy in his, you know, he's about my age, maybe a little younger than me, actually, but he's not too far from my age. He's a very respected man in the bodybuilding world. He's carved his own legacy, and he's helping others do the same. That is respectful. But he will even tell you he came from being inspired by his family. And this is something that we should always take in precedence, that we can always get inspiration from our families when we have the positive things. But also should be something said is sometimes your family is the family you make. Because there are families like mine, my blood weren't very supportive of a lot of the things that I had wanted to do. They don't get the F4L lifestyle. They don't think it's a smart thing. They don't think it's not a thing. People can't be loving and caring and compassionate and understanding and respectful of each other's differences. That isn't a normal thing they used to say. They didn't understand what creativity was. They didn't get the whole combat world. They didn't get the MMA. They definitely didn't like the wrestling thing. But I made it happen anyway, and I started the F4L because I didn't listen to the negativity, even to my own blood. I started my own family. That is the F4L. And ultimately, we are global. And as time goes on, I'm going to share more and more of the experiences with the F4L. And what is the F4L lifestyle? What is it about? Why am I F4L? And ultimately, why wouldn't you want to be? It makes a better world. So shout out to everyone out there. I hope you guys had a great weekend. It is Sunday still. I have 6 minutes left of this podcast. So with that, I also real quick want to say that our anniversary is coming up, my wife and I, where we finally tied the knot and walked literally out and literally into wrestling that is our life of marriage. And I am proud and happy every single day, no matter what happens through thick and thin, the hardest of days, the easiest of days, we are together. We are one family. We are a real family. We are really together. And we made that dream happen for all of us. So to my wife and to my kids, I love you guys tremendously, more than you'll ever know. And to my F4Ls, thank you. May all your dreams come true. Peace, everyone, from the F4L headquarters. Love you guys.